It's Thursday, May 4th, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Christian college student was killed in Uganda last month for sharing the gospel with Muslims. Jeremiah Mwanga was attending the Ugandan Christian School of Professionals in northern Uganda. His friend told Morningstar News, quote, "Jeremiah complained about messages from one of the students threatening to kill him for misleading Muslims by preaching to them the gospel of Christ, as well as converting them to the Christian faith in the school," end quote. The attack is the latest incident of persecution reported in the East African country. Nearly 120,000 people participated in a pro-life march last month in Peru. Abortion is illegal in most cases in Peru. By contrast, other South American countries like Argentina and Colombia have been legalizing the murder of unborn babies in recent years. Most of Peru's population identifies as Christian, with 76% in the Catholic Church and 14% identifying as Protestant. After years of litigation, the Chicago City Council finally agreed to a $205,000 settlement with four Christian evangelists 2 weeks ago. Back in 2018, security at Chicago's 24-acre Millennium Park prohibited four Wheaton College students with the Chicago Evangelism Team from sharing their faith at the park. The students filed a lawsuit in response. The case eventually led Chicago to rewrite its rules for Millennium Park, allowing more freedom for evangelists to preach and hand out literature. Multiple students in the case told World Magazine that they planned to put the money they received from the settlement into ministry. Jeremy Chong said, quote, "I made a personal vow that I would not keep a penny of it and that I would use it all for the sake of the gospel. My number one desire is to plant a Reformed church in Chicago," end quote. On Tuesday, Vermont became the first state to remove the residency requirement from its euthanasia law. Now, terminally ill people from out of state can come to Vermont to end their lives. Currently, 10 states allow medically assisted suicide. Mary Han Beerworth with Vermont Right to Life said, quote, "To be clear, we opposed the underlying concept behind assisted suicide and opposed the move to remove the residency requirement, as there are still no safeguards that protect vulnerable patients from coercion." Isaiah 59 verse 7 says, "Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths." Meanwhile, Kansas became the first state to define a person's sex as the biological sex at their birth. Lawmakers in the state passed the law last week, overriding a veto from Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. The law would respect God's distinction between male and female in restrooms, sports programs, locker rooms, prisons, and domestic violence shelters. The Presbyterian Church USA continued its decline last year according to its latest statistics. The mainline Protestant denomination lost over 100 congregations and over 53,000 members last year. The PCUSA has only 1.1 million members left, down from 2.5 million in 2000. A spokesman for the denomination said their challenge is to, quote, "look for new ways to engage and welcome young people into the fold. We need to remind them that Jesus Christ is still in our midst, and that means finding new, innovative ways to be church," end quote. Apparently, such innovations have included the denomination's support for abortion and sexually perverted lifestyles. Revelation 2 verse 5 says, "Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent, and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent." And finally, this week is the anniversary of when Hans Egede set sail for Greenland to bring the gospel to the Inuit people. Hans left Norway with his wife and four children in early May 1721. He established a mission on the island and began learning the language of the local people. The work was difficult and lonely. Hans and his sons, along with other missionaries, went along the coast of Greenland spreading the Bible to the Inuit people. Their work led to several mission and trading stations, books, maps, and the first dictionary of Greenlandic language. Hans's wife died on the mission field in 1734, and he returned to Denmark the next year. His son Paul carried on the work. By 1744, Paul had produced a translation of the four Gospels. By 1766, the whole Testament was translated. Hans Egede is known as the Apostle of Greenland for his work. He also founded the island's capital, Godthaab, now called Nuuk. To this day, Greenland is predominantly Christian, with over 95% of the population identifying as Protestant. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, May 4th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.